Yes, very nice to be together. All right, I would like to call to order the December 16th, 2021 Stormwater Utility Commission meeting. Urena, may I please have a roll call of the commissioners?
Commissioner Brown? Commissioner Mattson? Vice Chair Parker?
Present.
Commissioner Thomas?
Present.
Chair Kufari?
Present.
Let the record show we have a quorum.
All right. At this time, we're going to move on to the call to the audience. Any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask the matter to be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. However, the commission may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during call to the audience. In order to speak during call to the audience, please specify what you wish to discuss when completing the blue speaker card. Staff, were there any requests to speak for call to the audience?
No, there were no requests.
All right, we do have one audience member if you would like to make a comment.
Hello, Rich Crocker. I'll be under commission in January. Thank you for picking me.
Awesome. Welcome.
Thank you. All right, at this time, we'll move on to council liaison comments. A reminder that this is for informational purposes only. Dr. Green, is there anything you would like to mention?
Well, the only thing I have to mention is that the mayor, at my request, reassigned me, so you're stuck with me for another year.
Thank you. We'll be sure to...
One-headed clap. So,
okay. All right, well, we look forward to... continuing this with you as well. At this time, we'll move on to the director's reports. Reminder, this is informational only. I'd like to turn it over to Mr. John Spiker.
Thank you, Chair Kufari, commissioners. Just a couple of things for you. As we just alluded to, we've got a new stormwater utility commissioner that will be joining us on January 1st. Mr. Crocker was appointed by the town council at the December 1st, 2021 council meeting. Richard brings experience working with the United States Army Corps of Engineers, in addition to the El Paso County Transportation Department. He's got educational background in hydrology, hydraulics, and drainage structure design. Richard's been an Oro Valley resident since 2013. And has served on numerous boards, including his own HOA board here in town. We're really excited for Richard to join us and look forward to the January meeting. Next up, a reminder, the Stormwater Utility Commission officer elections are going to be held in January. We'd like for each of you guys to consider the chair and vice chair roles for the 2022 calendar year. In an effort to make that agenda item in January as efficient as possible. And then lastly, the Stormwater Utility just wanted to extend the warmest of wishes for a happy holiday season for everybody and your families. We've given a little holiday card and a token of our appreciation out of all your stations there, so please use those umbrellas to keep yourselves dry and a remembrance of the work that the Stormwater Utility does around the town here. Chair Kufari, that's all I have for today.
Thank you, Mr. Spiker. Moving on to the first regular session agenda item, review and approval of the November 18th, 2021 meeting minutes. Commissioners, you have received copies of the minutes. Are there any additions or corrections that need to be made to the minutes?
I move that we approve the November 18th, 2021 minutes.
I will second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, motion passes. Moving on to agenda item number two, discussion regarding the Stormwater Utility regular session meeting schedule for calendar year 2022. Mr. Spiker, please proceed.
Thank you, Chair Kufari. Commissioners, you'll see in the attachment here a proposed schedule for the 2022 calendar year. You will notice that we have removed regularly scheduled meeting cancellations. The Stormwater Utility would like to ask the commissioners if you desire for a meeting to be canceled to ask for that as a future agenda item. In essence, we will not have standing canceled meetings. So if you feel that there is not a meeting warranted, please ask for that as a future agenda item and staff will put that under consideration. I will draw your attention to the August and December meetings. Those are or have been typically canceled to coincide with town council summer breaks in August and holiday breaks in December. In addition, the October Stormwater Utility Commission meetings typically will have a field trip associated with that month in addition to the town address. So we don't want to tax our commissioners as you all volunteers. So keep that in consideration as we navigate through the calendar year. And as always, we can hold these meetings as regularly scheduled here. We can offer you additional meetings in means of a special study session, a work session. So there's a variety of opportunities or avenues we can navigate to make these work. But these are set up for the third Thursday of every month at 4 o'clock in this room. So again, please take those under advisement. There are no motions for this particular item. It was meant for informational purposes. And with that, Chair, I will open it up to the Commission for any questions and or comments.
Please, Mr. Parker.
I like the idea of not having any regularly unscheduled meetings. I like having meetings every month. I think that's productive for us and for town staff. So thank you for proposing it this way, and I think that's the way we should move forward.
But again, I would just remind the commissioners, if you do desire to cancel a meeting, it does have to be placed on a future agenda item. So keep that under advisement.
Question related to that, if I could. Is there a timeline ahead? How far ahead do we need to put that on the agenda? Is it 1 month prior, 2 months prior?
1 month prior.
1 month prior.
Commissioner Thomas, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. I have no real comments except to echo what Mr. Parker said. All right, moving on to agenda item number 3. Discuss possible meeting schedule for study sessions to discuss capital improvement projects and rate adjustment scenarios for future fiscal years. Mr. Spiker, please proceed.
Thank you, Chair Kufari. Urena has provided everybody a handout if you were unable to print the agenda out itself. What we have put together is a draft scenario based upon the November Stormwater Utility Commission request to study the rate, the stormwater fee rate. So we have gone back, staff has gone back to the 2016 rate audit commission that was set up and have proposed a draft schedule of how we might be able to achieve consensus on a rate by the end of calendar year 2022 in the hopes of delivering a recommendation to the town council to absorb a rate increase, decrease, or status quo along with the budget calendar. So these two calendars kind of coincide. Things to note on here, we are looking to potentially start in January with a study and rolling again almost the entirety of the calendar year for 2022. It looks quite busy to me. This is the assumption that we would hold some sort of special study session, work study session, special committee, or even adjoining our regularly scheduled Stormwater Utility Commission meetings. Again, this is all in the hopes of providing the commissioners with enough background to be able to evaluate the current fee, somewhat have an understanding of what other stormwater utilities may be charging across the state, what the Stormwater Utility Commission the Stormwater Utility Division's needs are for capital improvement projects, maintenance projects, equipment, and staff. We really want to arm you guys with as much background detail as possible so that as we get closer to December or even January of 23, the commissioners feel competent in providing a recommendation to town council. Once we go into town council, if they agree, we do have to set up a public hearing. We have to have an agenda item on the town council's council meeting and offer the public an opportunity to hear our presentation and make comments toward that. The hope would be that as the budget is approved in May and or June of 2023, any rate increase or decrease would be delivered at that time. That would set us up to go into effect July 1, which coincides with our fiscal year, and we would begin collecting fees at that time. Are there any questions from the commissioners?
Mr. Parker?
Just looking at the number of study session meetings, I don't recall last time having that, requiring that many, but I think that having more is not a bad thing, and we could start out with them, and then if we get in and see that we don't need to have all of these, I'm assuming it's just like the canceling the commission meeting, we could go in and say, okay, we can do these every other month as opposed to having to have them every month. Mm-hmm.
Commissioner Parker, that is correct. Each study session meeting would have to be set up individually. What we would be hoping to hear from the commissioners is what days of the week and what times might be appropriate to schedule reoccurring meetings. The stormwater utility staff would encourage you to have consistency in those meetings in the hope of everybody participating. That is a similar setup to the stormwater utility staff not recommending a special subcommittee be created. We would like the opportunity for all the commissioners to attend these meetings and weigh in and understand the information presented. So it would be our recommendation that we look at setting up special study sessions, which would allow everybody to attend and also give you guys the ability to receive the information we'd have to provide. Again, there is an opportunity to extend the current Stormwater Utility Commission meetings either before or after with a special study session so that we're not having to meet together on an off date. So those are certainly some things to think about. To your point again, Commissioner Parker, there are several meetings in here. I'll take a note of August 2022, September 2022, and October of 2022. Potential review of financial scenarios. Mm-hmm. You know, there most likely won't be a need to meet three times on that, but I felt I wanted to populate the calendar so you might see how much time could potentially be warranted for something like this. We did go back again. I mentioned in 2016 was our last rate increase. We tried to emulate the calendar and topics discussed from that particular set of meetings. I believe that one extended for 18 months. That seems to be a little exorbitant to me, but if it is warranted to go that long, we certainly will take our time and make sure we've provided all the information required and requested. But again, this is almost a worst-case scenario of number of meetings. There's certainly some flexibility in here.
If I could follow on for that, please. So just a point of clarity, if we make changes or adjustments to this calendar, are these also subject to the open meeting laws in terms of prior announcements to the public?
Yes, they are, Commissioner Thomas.
Okay, I would assume so. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. So we will have to inform the public that we will be meeting in special study session or whatever other means.
We'll adjust the calendar as needed
right. When
we do.
Okay. And again, what we're looking at right now is just a draft proposal. We are not asking for any motions to be made at the current time. We are really looking for feedback from the commissioners on when might be appropriate to meet, again, in the hopes of everybody being able to make it and weigh in or listen to the information provided. And again, trying to set that up in some semblance of a year-long calendar here.
Okay, as a follow-on to that, how are you looking to obtain our input on that? Do you want to discuss that at a meeting tonight or a follow-on meeting? What is your desire?
Commissioner Thomas, yes, I would encourage the commissioners to discuss the topics, and if you have particular dates or times of the week that work well, let's put those on record. You are always welcome to email us individually and provide that information. Obviously, we have a few commissioners that aren't with us today. Sure. In addition to our upcoming commissioner starting in January, we need to be cognizant of their schedules as well.
Mr. Parker?
That's what I was going to ask. Is Rich allowed to input into the meeting?
No, he is not, Commissioner Parker.
Yeah.
But I will expect an email coming from Mr. Crocker shortly.
Or a text.
Or a text, yes.
Yeah, the part of my wanting to have this December meeting was the hopes that the gentleman would be here as well, because this was a main point of discussion in our last meeting. We didn't want you to be blindsided by a schedule looking like this.
Yeah.
Personally, I think that we should try to have the meetings the same days that the study sessions that we have our regularly scheduled meetings. At least in the beginning, and then as needed to meet the calendar timeframes. I imagine the bulk of this work is going to be in 2023. This is all just the setup. I believe that's how you have it scheduled, Mr. Spiker.
Chair Kafari, yes. How we've structured this is actually through calendar year 2022, the commissioners would be provided and afforded time to understand the current rate, the current needs, and the future needs, to really assess if the current stormwater fee is appropriate for where we are and where we need to go. So we are looking again to hopefully have a recommendation at the end of the calendar year 2022, mm-hmm. as reflected on here, and provide the town council with our recommendation at the end of 2022 or early 2023 to get it on to the budget calendar for town council.
Perfect.
Chair Kafari?
Yes.
I would like to note that at that time in 2016, on the schedule, when I go back to look at the meetings that were set up, we would have a study session at 3 p.m. with the regular session meeting starting at 4.
Okay.
We would need to know that in advance, because the conference rooms are what's the term?
Reserved?
They're heavily engaged.
Engaged.
That's what I'm looking for. So we would need to make sure we do that in advance.
Okay.
You could also do another day of the week at 3 or 4 o'clock, whatever is good for the commissioners. Mm-hmm. So your options are good. You can also follow a regular session meeting with a study mm-hmm. session. So keep that in mind, the times also.
Mr. Parker?
Well, I was just going to add in, I did not pick up that John, Mr. Spiker said we're shooting for a rate recommendation at the end of 2022. So that is fairly quick since, the new commissioners who have not delved into the details of the stormwater budget, it's pretty complicated. And just to understand what and why and where, I suspect there's going to be a lot of questions. I know there was last time. So I think you're probably dead on, John. You're going to need one almost every other month.
And Commissioner Parker, I appreciate those sentiments. That was some of the impetus behind putting in so many potential meetings. Yeah. There is going to be some catch-up for some folks, or a deeper understanding that is going to need to be imparted by staff. So we want to make sure everyone has an appropriate amount of time to digest this information. Again, you guys are all volunteers. We need to be respectful of your time, and vice versa to the staff. This is not the only task we will have on our books to perform.
I don't understand.
You don't cater to us?
Yeah, hey. But it is important that all the commissioners understand exactly what we're doing. why we're doing it, and what are the needs out into the future, which obviously can be a little gray, but those all help paint the picture as to why we may need an increase or decrease.
Well, you stated we don't need a motion right now. Do we need to try to finalize some sort of agenda? Okay.
I was going to say, if I could, I was just going to say, at a bare minimum, I think we should set a plan for January, given that was the first planned study session there. If we wait till January, we're already collapsing our schedule. So
correct.
And I understand some of our members are not here, and one was not able to join us yet, but at least he's here to hear. So I would propose that we move forward with at least the January study session concurrent with our plans, stormwater meeting that day.
And I would prefer having them prior to the regular scheduled meetings, to have them start at 3 o'clock if possible, or thereabout.
Chair Kafari, if I may add really quick, Urena, would we like to entertain a motion to ask for that meeting?
No, it's not on the agenda.
Okay. How can we go about setting up a meeting for this? What needs to happen at this meeting to
set up
something? Okay.
If two commissioners request a study session, we can set it up.
Well, I personally would love to have a study session on the rate analysis sometime in January.
Get it started.
Would someone like to join me for that meeting?
We get two.
Yeah. I think that's a positive.
Okay, let the record reflect. We will search out a meeting date for a study session in January of 2022. To begin the discussion of the rate analysis. I do have something listed there. If you look at that January 2022, potential discussion of municipal separate storm sewer systems programs, audit response, introduction of the review of the budgets for the new commissioners. This would be an excellent opportunity for those that may have not had a deep dive before to kind of understand some of the basics and set us up for some of the meatier discussions that would take place later throughout the calendar year. So that would be one of our first main focus areas here, getting some basics understood from the commissioners.
Mr. Parker?
Having it beforehand, I understand completely, and for the first one, that makes perfect sense. I'm thinking, though, afterwards, it kind of limits us, because if we start at 3, we have to stop at 4 for the... So we might consider a different day, or if we go afterwards, then we might be keeping staff here quite a while.
Yeah.
So I'd hate to do that. Yeah. And do study sessions have to have a set in time if we put them? I didn't think so. Yeah, just like our meeting. So it might be better to go afterwards or pick a different day once we get past the first one.
Or an alternating, depending on how things are going.
Yeah, maybe have the stormwater meeting at 3 and the study session at 4, because if the stormwater meetings are going for about an hour, then we could go long in it.
Something to discuss in January.
You can also continue when you're discussing and you're not finished discussing. You can choose to continue at another study session if you don't want to run over.
Thank you, Urena.
Yeah. All right, I think we're all in agreement. It's gonna be a fun year. That's what we're tasked with, guys. That's why they volunteered for this.
And again, I'll just remind the commissioners, please take a look at some of the meeting items or topics. If there are other topics the commissioners would like to discuss at these rate meetings, please let us know. Again, this was somewhat of a piggyback on the 2016 series of meetings. But we did try to populate some information as to what would be discussed at some of those study sessions. So please put some thought and time into those and let staff know if you've got any questions or would like to discuss something else. Thank you.
Thank you all. I'd like to move on to the next agenda item, future agenda items. Commissioners, if you have any items that you'd like added, I ask that you do please raise your hand so we can have it for the record. Myself, just the standard, stuff as we go along. Mr. Spiker and staff, if you have anything that needs to be added on there, please feel free to do so. That's what I got. At this time, I will move on to the adjournment. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I'll second.
Second. All those. Mr. Parker made the first motion. Mr. Thomas made the second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned.
We set a record.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty awesome. Good.